Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at last night's Ithaca Basketball Awards night, details on some all-conference news, and also a Bucks defeat. They were creamed by Sacramento last night.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Ridge and Valley All-Conference Boys Basketball Selections. First-team All-Conference includes Landon Pedretti of DeSoto, a senior. Ithaca Juniors, Channing Brown and Sammy Clary. North Crawford Junior, Andrew Munson. And Wazika Steuben sophomore, Cooper Lummis. Second-team All-Conference, Mason Zink, DeSoto, a senior. Kickaboo senior, Rye Gerke. A senior from Lafarge, Hayden Fowle. North Crawford sophomore, Colin Jacobus. Seneca junior, Dawson Davidson. And Weston junior, Garrett Jennings. The honorable mention players, Ithaca sophomore, Devin Iam. Kickaboo sophomore, Malachi McCauley. Carter Emler, a junior with North Crawford. And Isaac Jennings, a sophomore for Weston High School. The sportsmanship team included DeSoto junior Harris Kruger, Ithaca senior Micah Salisbury, Kickaboo sophomore Malachi McCauley, Lafarge senior Gavin Lee, Liam Elton from North Crawford, a senior, Seneca junior Reggie George, Alex Manning, Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Logan Bingham, a senior from Weston. Ithaca and North Crawford tied for the co-conference championship, both with 12-2 records. DeSoto finished third at 10-4. Seneca and Wazika Steuben were both 7-7. Kickapoo went 5-9. Lafarge 2-12, and Weston 1-13. The coach of the year was Chris Wettstein of North Crawford. And the player of the year, Ithaca junior Channing Brown, who surpassed 1,000 points in his high school career over the course of this past season. Ithaca handed out basketball awards last night, boys basketball honors, and leading the ceremony was head coach Mike Benson, who pointed out the team with a school record 22 boys basketball wins, a co-conference championship as well. He also recognized the top free throw percentage shooter. That was Sammy Clary with just over 70%. The rebound leader was Devin Iam. The steal leader this year, Sammy Clary, who also was the assist leader. Special awards were given out for the Hustle Awards. Casey Pomering, Sammy Clary, and Wes Nelson all took home those honors. The most improved player was Devin Iam, who's a sophomore with Ithaca. The defensive players of the year, juniors, Wes Nelson and Sammy Clary. And the Brandon Lorenz MVP award went to Channing Brown. Following the ceremony, I talked to head coach Mike Benson about the season.
Great accomplishment, 52 years in the making. We did it the hard way, but we got it one way or the other, so now next year we'll try to repeat and do it easy, hopefully easier next year, so this way we get the trophy handed to us right then and there.
You're fortunate to have a lot of guys that are in other sports, and they love sports, so they're going to be dedicating themselves to all the sports in the summertime. I'm sure that's going to be key, isn't it?
Yeah, you got baseball players, track players for the spring sports, and then everybody does stuff during the summer, whether it's basketball, baseball. So they're all busy, so that's great keeping them in shape so I don't have to run them down so hard at the start of practice come next year. So, and then Lobham will play football next fall, so we go watch them as much as we can as well for baseball and football. So we'll be there to encourage them, and then when it comes our time, hopefully we can make a great run and try to get to state finally.
Yeah, the player of the year in the conference, that's pretty outstanding.
That is well-deserved. Channing Brown, he fantastic year, 640 points in a season. I'm pretty sure that has been accomplished at Ithaca. The kid's just amazing. He can make shots, create plays for other players because he draws a lot of attention. A good team player. Can't speak highly, enough about him.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add about the season, Mike?
It was a fun year, you know, stressful, you know, when you're winning, have a winning record like this and have high expectations, it gets to be stressful. But I'll take all the stress in the world if this means we're going to keep winning like we are, get to the regionals and sectionals and hopefully get to state. I told Danny at our banquet here that he's going to have to postpone his start of baseball a couple weeks because next year we're going to make it to state. So we'll see if that happens. You know, kids, they put in the work. They go to the JAG during the summer, and we got other tournaments lined up to go to. So we'll get everything squared away and get ready for next year.
Ithaca boys basketball coach Mike Benson. Richland Center Church League volleyball tournament wrapped up last night in B division action. The Mission down top seed Beulah Wesleyan in the first match 2-0. They also blanked Beulah 2-0 in the second match to win the championship. Beulah Wesleyan places second. Boscobel Assembly of God finished third. In the C division, Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated top seed Grace Community 2 in the first match 2-1. In the second match, Grace Community 2 pulled out a 2-1 win for the championship. Baptist Temple 2 placed second, and Richland Baptist Temple 4 finished third. Last week, Hidden Valley Community 1 took the A-Division Championship. Avoca Bible Church 1 placed second, and Richland Baptist Temple 1 finished third. League officials thank all teams, the City of Richland Center, the Richland School District, and the WRCO radio coverage for this year's success. Be watching for a notice of Church League's spring sports meeting in April, as plans are going to be made for the summer Church League softball season. Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Right Way Shell with a 24-71 series. Morris Heating and Cooling at a 23-61. Napa Auto at 23-58. Hotman Plumbing and Right Way Shell each had an 8-45. Right Way Shell with an 8-29. Napa Auto with an 8-28. Top series, Cheryl McNerlin of 5-33, Sharon Friel of 4-91, Eulala Pauls of 4-90. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin a 189, Julie Huth and Eulala Pauls each had a 182, and Cheryl McNerlin a 180. Amanda Friel picked up a 5-10 split. Cheryl McNerlin and Jamie Parr each had a 3-10 in Lucky Strikers bowling. Also from major bowling league action this week, on Monday, Series High Pioneer Print Company had a 37-79, Geary Construction a 35-38, Meister Cheese a 34-79. Pioneer Print Company with a 13-46 high game, Geary Construction a 12-74, Meister Cheese a 12-14. Top series individually, Travis Bushley with a 6-81, Steve Nelson, a 6-64, Jeff Seckman, a 6-53. For the high game honors, Ethan DeBurr with a 104 over average night and 276 high game, Don Maley at a 256, Travis Bushley a 253. Ethan DeBurr had a 645 series, 129 over average, Brandon DeBeichler with a 608 series, 125 over average, and Addison Pardoon bowled a 625, 124 over average in major bowling league action this week. When your shots aren't dropping and the other guys can't miss, the outcome is pretty predictable. Hot shooting Sacramento ran the Bucks off the court last night, 129-94. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points and took down 13 rebounds, but no other Milwaukee player had more than 11 points. The Bucks lost for the third time in the last four games, falling 9.5 games behind the Celtics in the Eastern Conference standings. The team has a 12-11 record since Doc Rivers took over. Milwaukee returns home to host the 76ers on Thursday. Elsewhere last night, New York 106, Philadelphia 79, Indiana over Oklahoma City 121-111, Memphis 109, Washington 97, Houston 103, San Antonio 101, Boston 123, Utah 107, and Minnesota over the Clippers 118-100. As the season opener draws near, the Brewers' infield picture and starting rotation becomes clearer. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless hitless innings as Milwaukee lost to the Cubs Tuesday on a Patrick Wisdom walk-off home run. Manager Pat Murphy says second-year player Bryce Tarang is going to be his full-time second baseman. Murphy says he thinks Bryce will make a quantum leap in production after hitting 218 as a rookie. Tarang went 1-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base. base against the Cubs. He also showed his range on defense. The Brewers host the White Sox today in exhibition baseball. Other than that 6-5 Milwaukee loss to the Cubs, Detroit won nothing over Minnesota. The White Sox beat Cincinnati 14-1, and St. Louis was a winner over Boston 8-6. Running back Aaron Jones will be playing with some extra motivation when he takes the field against the Packers this fall. Green Bay asked him to accept a second straight pay cut, and when Jones refused, he was reportedly released, then signed a free agent contract with the Vikings. The star, who produced 5 straight 100-yard rushing games down the stretch, felt the situation wasn't handled well. The Packers wanted to reduce his salary from $11 to $4 million. He's playing for Minnesota on a $7 million deal. He'll see Green Bay at least twice in the upcoming season. Former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers is reportedly being considered as a potential candidate for vice president. Third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says Rodgers is on the short list, along with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Reports indicate Kennedy had approached potential running mates like former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Rand Paul, and failed Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, but they turned him down. The Badgers are projected to make the NCAA field of 68, but some success in the Big Ten Conference tournament later this week would help. Right now, Wisconsin is expected to be a 6th seed after dropping 8 of their last 11 games. When they struggled like that last year, they dropped to the NIT. 4 Badgers have received honors for their regular season play. Named All Big Ten at different levels are A.J. Storr, Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Wall, and John Blackwell. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.